Rev it up. Rev it up. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with the Absolute Philosopher. Rev it up. Increasing positive power in me. Increasing positive power in me, I rev it up. I give it all of my enthusiasm. I give it all of my joy. I give it all of my concepts of ideas of how it can be, of how it can shine forth as it is. I rev it up. So, increasing positive power in me just is something I constantly do every day. Every day, I look at the world and I say, "You're wonderful." I could look at the world and say, "So-so." But I look at the world and say, "You're wonderful." I'm revving it up in me. I look at all the people that I meet and I say, "Wow, you're fantastic. You're glorious. Hey, you're neat. Hey, you're special." To each person, I give a special applause and I give a special hug and a special attention by my thought, my attitude, and my words. And I say, "You're wonderful." I am constantly revving it up. I'm constantly increasing the positive power in me. I'm constantly increasing the positive power in me. I'm constantly increasing the positive power in me. Now, we can go through all sorts of experiences in our life. And they can be tough, and they can be miserable, and they can be unhappy. And the more we think about them, the unhappier they become. Now, if we can train ourselves, as I'm working on training myself, the moment any unhappy situation comes up in my experience, I immediately forget it. I immediately cross it out. I don't learn by it. I don't need to learn by negative experiences. I don't need to learn by my failures. I learn by my successes. The psychiatrists, the ecologists who have these basketball teams practicing in the dark and practicing shooting baskets and practicing dribbling and practicing doing all the things that a basketball player does, doing it exquisitely. They don't practice doing it negatively. They don't practice making mistakes and learning from their mistakes. They see themselves doing it perfect. They see them dribbling the ball across the floor and just no one can catch up to them. They see them shooting a basket from one end of the court to the other virtually and no one can get in their way. No matter where they are, if they're crowded by a whole bunch of guys and they all get their hands up in the air trying to stop the ball from going anywhere beneficial to this man, he just throws the ball up and he puts a twist and a spin on it. The ball goes up, turns right, and goes 10 feet and drops right into the basket. Just as though he had planned it that way. And you know, he did. He did. Now, if he were to practice shooting the basket, failing, and let's see, now what did I do wrong? Now, that gets him no place. Now, if he practices shooting the basket, and every time he makes a good basket, he says, "Wow, that's the way to do it. Wow, that's the way to do it." There was a young autistic fellow, and he was shooting some baskets finally at the end of a game where they gave him the privilege to do it, and he missed the first two, but the third one, he shot it. And then he had time to go on the clock for shooting more. And so he shot six more plucks right into the basket. No misses, no nears, but right into the basket. Six more times. And what did he say when he was asked about it? He said, "I shot that first basket and it was good. And then I was hot as a pistol. And I just shot all the other baskets right beautifully done." Now, you can do that. I can do that. How come he couldn't always do that? Well, he didn't visualize himself always doing it. He didn't visualize himself doing these things in a perfect, beautiful way. He didn't increasingly give power, positive power, to doing it. He gave positive power to everybody else doing it because he was the towel boy and he was the water boy. And he gave power to everybody else. Said, "Go for it, boys. You guys, you're great. You're fantastic. You're wonderful." Never dreaming he too could shoot a basket. But when his time came, he did. Now when your time and my time come, we will too when we believe in ourselves. When we shoot that basket knowing that it's going to go right where we want it to go, it's not going to touch the edge of the basket, the loop, the hoop. It's not going to touch the edge. It's not going to go off to one side a little bit and go off to the other. It's going to go dead center down the middle each time. It's going to go right where we put it. We don't need to have any imaginary roll around and around and around. Every go, oh, he made it. Sure, that's exciting, but that's not being a master. A master shoots it dead center every time. We train ourselves to be a master, shooting it dead center every time by increasing our positive power in me. I increase the positive power in me to shoot baskets as I wish. I do everything. I rev it up in me. I rev up this power. I rev up these attitudes. And as I do that, wow, is it a wonderful show? And is it fantastic? That's the way I do it. And that's the way that we can all do it. The psychologists are teaching us that that's the technique that works. And they've done that with basketball teams. And the basketball team went on to the court and fought against the other fellows who practiced on the court. And they were as good, if not better, than the guys who shot baskets directly on the court. Now, what would happen if they would do that regularly? If they would shoot their baskets regularly, if the coach would coach them as they're doing it, and they would shoot with their eyes closed, and the coach would say, okay, now to the right, to the left, to the hip, here, now this is what we do. Now we dribble down here. Now these fellows work here and those fellows work there. And he'd tell everybody right what they're supposed to be doing. And then the guys who are playing those roles would do it. And they would do it beautifully. And then after doing that a few times, they'd go on the floor. And lo and behold, they did it beautifully because they were increasing their positive power. And it worked. They were increasing their positive power in them, and it worked. So I increase the positive power in me, and I assure you, it works. I love you. I love you. I love you. Go for it.